No Commitments by Simon Brett, with Rosemary Leach, Celia Imrie and Angela Thorne. Episode 5, Spreading Wings.
Hello?
Oh, hi, Mum. It's me.
Yes?
Emily.
I know it's you, Emily. So what's happened?
I'm calling from school.
I know you're calling from school. What did you get?
Lots of my mates around, as you can probably hear.
Yes, Emily, what did you get?
Sorry?
Emily, what A-level results did you get?
Oh, right. Well, I didn't get 3 A's.
Nobody expected you to.
No. My predictions were okay, but not that good, were they?
What did you get?
Oh, right. Some of my friends did better.
Emily.
Then again, some did worse.
What A-level results did you get?
3 B's.
3 B's? Well, that's very good, isn't it?
Mm, not bad, no.
That means you can go to Manchester. Your first choice of university.
Yeah. Not Daddy's first choice university, though. He doesn't think any exist apart from Oxford and Cambridge.
No, well, your father grew up in a different time.
The Stone Age, so far as I can tell.
Now, there's no need to be pert, Emily. Oh, but Emily, this is wonderful. 3 B's. You know what that means.
What?
It means all that money we spent on your private education wasn't wasted.
What? What?
Mr. Franklin.
What? What is it?
Mrs. Franklin on line one.
Right. Victoria, darling.
Roger, I've heard from Emily.
Have you?
Because today's the day, as you know.
Oh, yes.
So aren't you going to ask me what she got?
What did she get?
3 B's.
3 B's, eh? Did they sting her or what?
Roger, if that was your idea of a joke...
It
was a pretty feeble one.
Yes.
You do know that I'm talking about Emily's A-level results, don't you?
Of course I do. Well, 3 B's.
It means she can go to Manchester.
Manchester, yes.
It's a very good university.
I'm sure it is, as red bricks go.
Roger, now don't you...
Mr. Franklin, have your daughter Emily on line two?
That's Emily on the phone now.
Of course she wants to tell you the news herself. Now, don't let on that I've already told you.
No, of course not.
See you later. Bye.
Bye. Hello, Emily, darling.
Hi, Daddy. You haven't heard anything from Mummy, have you?
What? No.
But your secretary said you're on another call.
Well, I am finance director of a multinational food company. I do have calls from people other than my family.
Yes. So, who was it?
What?
Who were you talking to just then?
It was a German talking about genetically modified rhubarbs. Very technical.
Ah.
Mm.
You do know why I'm calling, Daddy, don't
you? Of course I do, Emily, darling. Today's the day you get your A-level results.
I didn't know you'd realised. Well, you didn't mention it at home this morning. You didn't wish me luck or anything.
No. I thought it might put extra pressure on you, just mentioning the A-levels might.
What, you imagine I could have forgotten about them?
No. So, come on, tell me the worst. How did you do?
Well, I didn't get 3 A's.
But no one expected you to, did they?
No.
And 3 B's is more than adequate.
Oh, Mummy did ring you, didn't she?
What?
Oh, how else did you know I'd got 3 B's?
3 B's? Are you telling me that's what you actually got?
As you knew full well.
No, I didn't. When I said 3 B's is more than adequate, I meant 3 B's would be more than adequate. And then I was going to ask you what you actually got.
Huh.
So you did get 3 B's, did you?
Yes.
Oh, well done. Well done, Emily, love. That means you'll be able to take up your place at the University of Salford, doesn't it?
Manchester,
Salford. What's the difference?
Well, all universities are pretty much the same.
Well, they are, aren't they?
Yeah, except for Oxford or Cambridge.
Well, they all give pucker degrees these days. That's what matters. Even the ones that are converted polys. And a lot of companies nowadays take non-Oxbridge degrees quite seriously.
Oh, good. I'm so glad to hear that.
I thought you would be. Anyway, well done, love. Tell you what we should do. We should have a big family dinner out to celebrate.
Oh, Daddy, do we have to?
Well, this is nice, isn't it?
Damn fine place. Never go wrong here.
I still think Harriet and Benji should have been invited.
They're too young.
Yeah, they wouldn't appreciate the kind of food you get here.
Well, how do you know, since they've never been allowed to try it? They always come out for dinner with us when we're on holiday in Greece.
Oh, that's different. On holiday, we're all more relaxed.
Not much.
And it has to be said that eating out is a darn sight cheaper in Greece than it is here.
Not, of course, that that's the reason why we didn't invite Harriet and Benji.
No.
We thought we'd have more fun with just us.
Mm.
Really?
And Anna and Charlotte, of course.
Mm, I'm sure it'll be a lot more fun.
Hello, all of you. Uh-huh. Sorry to be late. Had an awful time parking. Emily, clever, clever girl. Well done. Mm. Thanks, Anna. Mm. So it's full speed ahead for Manchester University, is it? Guess so.
Brilliant.
Yes, of course, Manchester's not Cambridge.
Roger.
Sorry, no.
Lovely to see you, Anna, darling. You sit over there.
What'll you have to drink?
A dry white wine would be good.
Fine, trying to track the waiter's eye. Hey, garçon.
Monsieur.
Could we have another glass of Chardonnay over here, please?
Of course, monsieur.
Yeah.
So, how is it being back at work, Anna?
Like I've never been gone.
And Eddie is still...
Eddie is still, as ever.
Oh, bad luck.
I'm so excited about Emily's results, though. It's great luck. All that hard work paid off.
Well, all our investment in private education paid off, certainly. Though I suppose if we'd paid a bit more and sent her to a better school, she might have gone into Oxford.
Roger.
You'll have a wonderful time at Manchester, Emily.
Yes, everyone has a wonderful time at university, even at Redbricks. I tell you, I spent most of my time at Cambridge drunk out of my mind.
Thus starting the habit of a lifetime.
What? Ah, here's your wine.
Thank you.
My pleasure.
Cheers.
We ought to do a proper toast to Emily.
Mm. Oh, please, Mum.
Mummy.
No, a toast would be good. Maybe I should say a few words.
Oh, please, Dad. Oh. Perhaps we ought to wait until Charlotte's here.
Talk of the devil.
Sorry.
Is she capable of coming into any room without making an entrance?
Darling, I'm so sorry. An ex-lover, Larry, rang just as I was leaving. And could I get him off the phone? I mean, I told him there was no way we'd ever get back together, but I had to let him down gently. Otherwise he might have topped himself or something, and I wouldn't want that on my conscience, would I?
Not along with everything else, no.
Oh, Anna, lovely to see you, darling. Victoria? Roger?
Well, now, come on, Charlotte. None of your little pecks. Make it a big, sloppy one.
Big, sloppy snog.
Charlotte, you haven't said hello to our guest of honour.
Guest of honour?
Emily.
Oh, yes, of course. This is something to do with Emily, isn't it? Waiter?
Mademoiselle.
Get me a drink. I'm so parched, I feel like the arid wilderness that all the Israelites have just tramped over.
No change there, then.
And what would Mademoiselle like to drink?
I think it's got to be a Bloody Mary, quite honestly, after the kind of day I've had. Squeeze of lemon, big dollop of Worcester sauce and a stick of celery.
At once, Mademoiselle.
He's quite dishy, isn't he? In a small, bummed continental way. So, what kind of day have you had, Charlotte?
Oh, hectic, you know. Life.
What's the alternative?
Death.
Really, Anna, you're not going to be in one of your frisky moods tonight, are you? I don't think I could stand it.
I am not being frisky. So, this day you've had, did it involve doing any work?
Not work as such, no. But a chum said she was going to mention my name for a telly they're casting at the moment, so I've been by the telephone all day, literally, on tenterhooks.
Try it. But what is a tenterhook?
I think a tenter is a frame for stretching cloth, and a tenterhook is the hook with which you attach the cloth to the tenter.
Oh. So what?
Well, it's just if you were literally on tenter hooks, you'd be rather uncomfortable, wouldn't you? Wouldn't you?
What are you talking about, Roger?
What?
Anyway, Charlotte, as I say, tonight is Emily's celebration.
Yes, of course. Now, what is it you've done?
Lost your virginity?
Certainly not.
Sir. No, that happened years ago.
What?
Did it?
Now, what we are actually here to celebrate, Charlotte, is the fact that Emily's passed her exams.
Oh, yes?
Her A-levels. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Of course. I'm surprised you know what you're talking about, though.
Why?
Because, Vicky, you didn't get any A-levels, did you?
And what's important about university is not what you learn, but who you meet. Networking. Networking. That's where you lay down the foundations of your business career.
is it?
Mm. Oh, yeah, most certainly is. That and school. If you went to the right school, that helps too. You see, you meet all the people who'll be captains of industry later on.
Most of whom are men.
Well, yes, Emily. Most of them are, as it happens.
So, to follow your argument through, what was the point of sending me to an all-girls school?
The business world is changing all the time. There are many more women in management positions than there were even 10 years ago.
Yes, they're breaking through the glass ceiling all over the place.
Oh, really? Not much of a problem for you, was it, Vicky? The glass ceiling? In career towns, you spent most of your life crawling about the glass floor, picking up the children's toys.
I think being a wife and mother is a perfectly valid career option for a woman.
Oh, yes. Certainly for a woman who doesn't have the opportunity to do anything else. It's so difficult to get a decent job without qualifications these days. A degree, or at the very least, a few A-levels.
Charlotte, I would remind you that you haven't got a proper degree, just a diploma from some tin-pot drama school.
It was not a tin-pot drama school. I'll have you know many of our best actors came out of that college.
So where did it all go wrong in your case, Charlotte?
Vicky, I'm not going to enter into this pointless bickering with you. You've never understood what being an actor means.
Oh, I certainly have. I've seen you doing enough of it, sitting round a lot and calling everyone darling.
And going to bed with lots of people.
Oh, you're so trivial, you two. Is it any wonder that the theatre's in such a powerless state in this country, when so few people even understand what we in the business actually do?
Is the theatre in a powerless state in this country?
Of course it is. When did I last get a job?
But that's the state of your career rather than the state of the theatre.
It's symptomatic.
Symptomatic of the fact that nobody wants to employ you. Not of anything wrong with the profession itself. Has it ever occurred to you that the reason might simply be that you're not a very good actress?
Vicky!
Now, no need for that. It's not Charlotte's fault at all.
Isn't it?
No. You're suffering from a well-known phenomenon.
Am I?
Oh, yes. I read this article about it in one of the Sundays. It's not your fault. It's the fault of the playwrights.
Really?
This article said the trouble with playwrights nowadays is they don't write any parts for older actresses.
I'm not an older actress.
Oh, but you have to be realistic, Charlotte, darling. Anno Domini can be cruel.
Excuse me, I'm just going to the loo.
Yes, I must do the same.
I know you always thought of yourself as the pretty one, Charlotte, but prettiness doesn't last forever. There's no way around it, and the best you can do is to accept with a degree of grace that your looks are not what they were and never will be.
Didn't really need to go. Just had to get out of that atmosphere.
I know what you mean.
Oh, but not even Charlotte start ripping into each other like that. Oh, they've done it ever since I can remember.
Ever since I can remember, too. And bear in mind, I can remember a good 30 years longer than you can.
You have my sympathy.
Thank you.
Oh, what a great celebration this is. Why is it that everything that involves the family is always so ghastly? The more family members there are present, the worse it is. And yet there are supposed to be these families out there who positively look forward to getting everyone together and having a party, who actually feel more relaxed with their family than they do with their friends. Do you think they really exist?
In books, certainly, and some in real life.
Well, my family's not one of them.
I would agree with that. But also, you're all tired. These looming A-level results have put pressure on everyone.
No, I don't think they have. Daddy wasn't even aware when I was supposed to be getting them. Since it became clear I wasn't going to Oxbridge, he's completely lost interest in my future.
I think you all need a holiday. And it's not long away now. Then you can relax. Greece will be nice, won't it?
It'll be exactly as it has been every other year. Mummy talking loudly into Verna's about what a good job Daddy has and what a nice house we live in Beckenham and what thoroughly respectable middle-class people we are.
I wouldn't have thought any of that would have meant much to the Greeks.
No, we don't go to the kind of tavernas where there are any Greeks, except for the waiters. All the customers are English.
Ah.
Oh, it'd be dreadful with Harriet and Benji.
You get on all right with them, don't you?
Yes, on their own I do, but when our parents are there, we kids snap at each other. I think it's the pressure of Mummy trying to make us behave all the time as if we were characters out of Swallows and Amazons.
And who are you, Titty?
No, that is very definitely my little sister Harriet.
Oh?
So little, actually. You should see her in a bikini. Oh, yes, Mummy and Daddy are going to have a lot of problems with Harriet soon.
But not with you.
No, I'm too old now. When I get to university, they won't have any idea what I get up to anyway. So it'll be a lot easier then for me to continue doing what I've been doing for the last couple of years.
Which is?
Not letting my parents know a single detail about the things that are most important to me.
Like sex?
Exactly. Oh, the thought of my parents knowing anything about my sex life is almost as disgusting as, I don't know, me knowing anything about their sex life. Assuming such a thing exists.
I think it probably does, at some level.
And after the way your mother behaved at that dreadful dinner, I thought it was very important that you and I should get together.
Why?
Well, for a girly chat, you know, like we often have.
No, I don't think you and I have ever had a girly chat, Charlotte.
Of course we have. No, I just wanted to say, in a personal way, congratulations on your A-level results.
Oh, thank you.
It's a rite of passage, really, like so many things in a young girl's life. Like losing one's virginity, in a way.
But I don't think there are any similarities between taking one's A-levels and losing one's virginity.
No. I don't suppose you'd like to tell me.
No, I wouldn't.
Right, well, I must tell you, my first time was rather spectacular. I was
Charlotte, I'm not really interested.
Oh? Looking forward to Greece, are you?
Well, I'm not sure that I'm actually going to Greece.
Oh?
I've had another offer.
A better offer?
Oh, I'll say. A friend of mine at school, Maxine Grendon, her parents are absolutely loaded, and they've got this villa in the south of France.
Sounds intriguing. I once had a blissful week in Saint-Tropez with that.
Anyway, it's coming up for Maxine's 18th, and her mum and dad have said that she can take five of her best mates for a fortnight down at the villa.
Wonderful. What, so you'll just have to pay for your flight?
Not even that. Old man Grendon's going to foot the bill for the lot of us.
Wow.
I've seen the photographs of the villa. Oh, it looks wonderful. It's got its own private beach, and we can use the speedboat and the windsurfers and the jet skis and everything.
You lucky little devil. And presumably the girl's parents will be out there all the time.
No, that's the best bit. They're going to be on holiday in their other house in Florida.
So it'll just be you kids on your own.
Well, hardly kids. Maxine's the only one who isn't 18 yet.
That sounds terrific. How did your mother take the news?
Well, the thing is, I haven't told her yet.
Huh?
Going to tell her tonight.
Good luck.
Charlotte?
Yes?
You won't tell her before I do, will you?
Of course I won't, Emily. Honestly, what on earth do you take me for?
Emily told me she isn't going on holiday with you.
What?
Surely you knew.
Are you
saying your daughter had confided in me before she'd confide in you?
No, of course I'm not. The possibility of Emily not coming with us was mentioned, but, well, you know, it wasn't completely definite.
It's completely definite now. Emily's going to the south of France.
But you can't. She couldn't afford to.
It's all free. One of her school friends' parents are treating five of them for the girl's 18th.
Oh.
Roger will be pleased, won't he?
Why?
Well, it vindicates all that money you've spent on Emily's education. If the school has parents who are that rich.
Yes. No,
Are you sure Emily had told you about the South of France?
Yes, of course I'm sure, Charlotte.
Good. Mustache, Vicky. Got to meet this ex-lover, Larry. Did I mention him?
Yes, many times.
Well, he's still besotted with me, poor deluded boy. Said if I didn't agree to see him, he'd do something stupid.
Isn't being besotted with you stupid enough?
Vicky, you never can resist your little dig, can you? Fortunately, I'm above all that kind of thing. Anyway, I'm so glad Emily told you about the change of holiday plans and so glad you're happy about the situation.
I'm extremely happy about it, thank you. Goodbye, Charlotte.
Goodbye, Vicky.
Emily? Emily?
What is it?
Will you come down here, please, immediately?
All right.
What's all the drama about, then?
I have just heard that you are planning not to come on holiday with us.
Bloody Charlotte!
Emily, don't swear.
Sorry, I got it from my parents.
What?
I've heard you say bloody Charlotte enough times over the years.
That is not what we're talking about. What is all this nonsense about your going to the south of France?
It isn't nonsense. I'm going.
Despite the fact that you know we booked for you to come to Greece with us?
It's not a big problem. You can transfer the booking.
Who to?
I'm sure Harriet will love to take a friend.
A friend? On a holiday? But that wouldn't be family.
Yet that's why Harriet would love to take one.
Anyway, there is the small matter of money, Emily. If you think your father and I are going to stump up for plane
fares...
Not
a problem. Maxine's parents are paying for everything.
Some people have got more money than sense.
Maxine's parents have got money and sense. In fact, it's the sense that made them the money.
But, Emily, darling, why do you want to go to the south of France with your friends rather than going to Greece with your family?
Do you really want to hear this, Mum?
Mummy, yes, I really want to hear it.
All right. I want to go to the south of France with my friends because I know I'll have a much better time doing that than I would going to Greece with my family.
Oh.
You asked?
Yes, but I wasn't expecting you to give an answer that was so hurtful.
Well, it may be hurtful, but it's true.
So, are you proposing just to go off to the south of France, regardless of your parents' views on the subject?
Yes.
Well, young lady, I think your father may have something to say about that.
So, Emily, what's all this about you not coming on holiday with us?
I'm not.
You can't just say, I'm not, like that. Your mother's very upset.
Well, I'm sorry, but I am old enough to make my own decisions.
You've never not come on holiday with us before.
I've never had a better offer before.
You can't take a better offer when you're already committed to a less good offer. It's not ethical.
Was I ever consulted about the less good offer? Did anyone ask me whether I wanted to go to Greece or not?
No, of course nobody did. It was assumed. Your mother just booked it.
Well, since nobody had asked me to go to Greece, I think I was at liberty to consider any other offers that were made to me.
You don't go around asking people whether they want to do things inside a family. There's a kind of mutual consensus.
Ah, a consensus involves consent. And you can't have someone's consent to something until they've been asked about
it. Emily, that's complete...
No, it's true, Daddy. We did it in civics.
I don't care what you did in civics. The fact is, Emily, that I forbid you to go on this trip to the south of France.
Forbid me?
Yes.
Even though I've already written to Morton O'Grendon, accepting his kind invitation.
Even though you've written to... Did you say Morton O'Grendon?
Yes, he's Maxine's father.
Morton O'Grendon? It's not a very usual name. You don't happen to know what line of business he's in, do you?
Something to do with supermarkets.
Something to do with supermarkets? Do you realise Mortimer Grendon is only the managing director and chief executive of one of the biggest multinationals in the entire world?
No, I didn't know that, Daddy.
Well. And you're a friend of his daughter, eh?
Best friend.
Ah.
Roger, have you had your little word with Emily about her notion of going to the south of France?
Yes, I have.
And?
And I think it's an absolutely brilliant idea.
So they've accepted it, have they, Emily?
Yes. Once Daddy knew who Maxine's father was, all his objections disappeared. Instead, he started on about business being who you know, not what you know, and networking, and using contacts.
So he's expecting you to come back from the south of France with the job of European marketing manager for Mr. Grendon's conglomerate, isn't he?
At the very least. My aim, on the other hand, is to come back from the south of France with a deep tan and a lot less stress.
Good for you.
Are you going to get a holiday this year, Anna?
I don't know. There were plans for me to go to Venice with Stuart, but now Stuart's no longer around, and I've just started working with Eddie again. And no, I somehow don't think this is going to be the year for a holiday. Next year, I'll be in a better state to enjoy it then.
You're still hurting about Stuart, aren't you?
Yeah. Well, I'm not the kind of woman who commits herself easily, and when I do, well, I'm a slow healer.
I'm sorry.
Oh, never mind. Better to have loved and lost than... I'm not so sure about that, actually. I think it's probably better to have spent one's whole life tucked away under a duvet on one's own.
Do you really mean that?
Sometimes.
Is it awful, Anna, to be unbelievably more relaxed with your friends than you are with your family?
It may be awful, Emily, but it's extraordinarily common.
It's funny, I don't really think of you as part of my family.
Do you know, that's possibly the nicest thing anyone's ever said to me. Come on, let's finish this bottle, and then I'll open another one,
Oh, it will feel funny in Greece without Emily.
Only at the beginning. After a couple of days, we'll have forgotten all about her.
Do you really think so?
Yes. Anyway, good for her to be spreading her wings. Good for us, too. Get us used to the idea of her being away at university at Salford or wherever it is.
Manchester.
Same difference.
Yes. Come October, she really will have left home, won't she? Oh... Still, she'll be back in the vacations.
May not.
What?
When I was at Cambridge, the last thing I wanted to do was to go home in the vacations. Tried to spend as little time with the aged peas as possible.
Oh, still, that was your parents. And nobody would have wanted to spend long with them. They were entirely repellent.
Mm.
And we're us. We're different.
Mm.
It will be strange not having Emily in Greece, though.
As I said... Only at first.
And then one day Harriet will want to go off on her own.
Well, she already does want to.
Well, she can't. She's far too young.
At the moment, but in time.
Oh, yes, in time. And then Benji'll want to go off on his own.
He does too, actually.
Well, he certainly can't. He's only 15. He's going to enjoy family holidays with us for a good few years yet.
Whether he likes it or not.
Yes. No, Roger, no, of course not. Benji's always enjoyed our family holidays. He loves playing on the beach.
At 15?
Yes. He's still just a baby at heart.
And that's how you want to keep him, huh?
No, I just don't want him to rush into everything grown up. Children don't have any proper childhood these days. They get so quickly into pop music and alcohol and the opposite sex. They miss out on the having adventures with their friends stage.
The swallows and the Amazons bit.
Exactly.
Do you know, I've always thought it was terribly funny that one of the girls in the Swallows and Amazons was called... anyway, there will come a point eventually when Benji no longer comes on holiday with us.
Yes, that's true. And then it'll just be you and me going on holiday together, won't it?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that'll be... fun old thing? Just the two of us?
Yes. Just the two of us.
No Commitments starred Rosemary Leach as Anna, Celia Imrie as Charlotte, and Angela Thorne as Victoria. With Bill Nighy as Roger, Lisa Coleman as Emily, Jane Gibson as the secretary, and Alan Cowan as the waiter. No Commitments was written by Simon Brett and produced by Maria Esposito.